Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. This could be the final day of testimony from witnesses called on behalf of convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tchernaev, as his lawyers try to spare him from the death penalty. Before wrapping up, the defense is waiting to find out whether it can put a well-known death penalty opponent on the stand. WBUR's David Boeri is leading our coverage of the Tchernaev trial and joins us this morning here in the studio. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
Briefly, what's the defense case against the death penalty come down to, David?
Last week, they turned to the argument of the last resort, which is to assure jurors. Put him away, he goes into a hole from which he won't emerge. He doesn't become a martyr. He's not heard from again. He's in the strictest, most restrictive prison in America. And that's it, that he goes away. Part of that, of course, is another argument. If you really want to punish him, do that to him rather than let him go through this process of appeals in which he never goes away and the pain of the families never goes away.
So then after hearing from defense witnesses, people who knew Tchernaev, as well as experts on prisons and adolescent psychology, the defense still wants to call a nun, Sister Helen Prejean, who's best known as the central character in the book and the film, Dead Man Walking. Would she be able to testify about her long and impassioned opposition to the death penalty if she is, in fact, allowed on the witness stand by the
Absolutely
judge?
Absolutely not. No way could she do that. In the unsettling language of the court, this is a jury that's called, quote, death qualified, which means that every one of those jurors said he or she would be open to imposing the death penalty. And if anyone during that process said they were morally opposed to it, they were disqualified. So in that situation, there's no way that she's going to be allowed to testify about what she thinks is the immorality of the death penalty.
But the defense still wants to put her on the stand. Prosecutors are opposed. What do we know about the objections of the prosecutors?
Yeah, we really don't know what the substance of their opposition is, just like we don't know at this point what the defense line of questioning will be if, in fact, they are allowed to call her to the stand. But just think of it. I mean, Sister Helen Prejean, played in the movies, by the way, by Susan Sarandon to an Academy Award, she's a leading opponent in the country of the death penalty, along with the defense attorney, Judy Clark. Her book's been turned into a movie, a play, an opera. So you can imagine the prosecution arguing in some sidebar that if you let her on the stand, what's next? Pope Francis? I mean, they really are dead set against her coming in. By the way, there's a telling line in Dead Man Walking that it's easier to kill a monster than a human being. And that may well go to her testimony if, in fact, she's allowed to testify.
All right. Well, let's talk about that. What testimony do you think that Sister Prejean might be able to give on the stand, again, if she's allowed to take the stand at all?
Yeah, well, this is where the possibilities are fascinating. Last week, after the defense made this argument, if you spare Jahar Tchernaev's life, he's going to go into a hole from which he won't emerge. The prosecution took that on with full aggression. I mean, it clearly struck the prosecution as a powerful argument. And so they called that witness, a former prison warden, onto the stand, and they hammered him in order to establish that, in fact, there is no guarantee that Tchernaev will always be in that hole, always under those strict conditions at Supermax. So where Sister Helen Prejean actually would be an expert witness is on people on death row. She knows that well, and she may well be able to testify that, in fact, there is no guarantee that anybody is ever going to be executed with the death penalty. It goes on and on and on, and that may well be what she could testify to.
All right, what else? What else do you think she would be testifying to if she makes a stand?
Well, there's some speculation that she actually has met Tchernaev, either directly in detention or has communicated with him, in which case she could testify as a character witness. Now, the best-known line for Helen Prejean is the same or close to it as Judy Clark's. Clark has been quoted as saying, "None of us wants to be defined by the worst moment or the worst day of our lives." Prejean says every person is worth more than their worst act. And if she's on the stand, we may be hearing that, if she is on the stand.
All right, the judge in this case, what guide is there for the judge in deciding whether to allow her to testify or not?
This explains the problem that George O'Toole is having and why he canceled court for the rest of the day on Thursday. He has to make this decision, and the language of the death penalty statute is much more permissive about allowing evidence of mitigation into the consideration of whether someone's going to live or die. And the death penalty cases that are most often reversed are reversed because of the failure to include mitigating factors. There is some push there to the defendant. So he has to make this decision. He's close to the end of the trial, and he faces possible appeal and reversal if he doesn't make the right decision.
That would seem then to maybe push him in the direction of allowing her to take the stand.
On the other hand, this is a judge that's ruled and made a series of rulings that have been adverse to the defense. So it's not at all clear that he's going to do it. He has not ruled in their favor for much of this trial, and we'll find out this morning whether or not she's there, and we'll know in her absence when they just move on to something else, if that's the case.
All right, let's push ahead ourselves here. The prosecution gets to rebut the defense testimony. Is there much to rebut?
Well, for all of that mitigation, the prosecution still comes down to this. Four people murdered, 17 maimed, over 240 injured, and Zhihar Tsarnaev seen standing behind an 8-year-old and his family as a moment before the bomb is about to explode. That is awfully powerful. Something happened to this kid in those years. It's transformative. It was clearly transformative. On the other hand, those acts are monstrous.
WBUR's David Borey, thanks a lot for coming in. Look forward to finding out what happens today at federal court in Boston. Thanks.
You're welcome, Bob.
For regular analysis of the trial, make sure you check out the Finish Line podcast, hosted each day of the trial by David and Boston Globe columnist Kevin Cullen.